Why one of legal technology's most experienced executives chose InfoTrack Canada for his next chapter? A seasoned legal technology executive who has shaped property and conveyancing markets across two continents brings his expertise and a clear-eyed view of where the industry is headed to InfoTrack's Canadian business. When Dennis Barnhart took a call from InfoTrack, he was in a position many executives in the legal technology sector would envy. He had recently returned to Canada after completing a 2.5-year tenure as managing director, APAC for Dye & Durham, steering the Australian and New Zealand due diligence, conveyancing SaaS business through a period of significant change and growth. His track record was strong. His phone was ringing. But Barnhart is not a man who measures opportunity by volume of offers. He measures it by the quality of the product, the willingness to invest in innovation, the people, the Canadian market, and the company culture. "I've spent my career building solutions that matter in markets where the stakes are high," he says. "When you're dealing with property transactions, client due diligence, and regulatory compliance, mistakes are not recoverable. You have to work with the best." His reputation in Canada and Australia led to a breakfast conversation with the InfoTrack Group CEO, John Ahern, about the company's commitment to investing in the Canadian market. That conversation is what led him to InfoTrack and to accepting the role of Chief Executive Officer of InfoTrack Canada. What is Dennis Barnhart's background in legal technology and conveyancing? Barnhart's background reads like a masterclass in the conveyancing, due diligence, and legal technology sector. He spent more than a decade at Terranet Inc., Ontario, Canada's preeminent provider of electronic land registration services, rising to Chief Strategy and Integration Officer, and leading the modernization of the Terranet Manitoba Land Registry business and simultaneously serving as Director of Terranet Ireland eConveyancing Ltd., a role that gave him early exposure to the global transformation of property settlement infrastructure. He later served as President, Canada at Dye and Durham Corporation, leading the Canadian SaaS business before being appointed Managing Director, APAC, a posting that relocated him to Sydney and placed him at the helm of Dye and Durham's Australian and New Zealand operations from 2022. What sets InfoTrack apart in the global legal technology market? What attracted Barnhart, however, was not just the depth of InfoTrack's Australian heritage. It was the coherence and success of its global story and the commitment to invest in the Canadian business for the long term. "InfoTrack has done something genuinely difficult in this industry," he says. "It has built a platform that professionals rely on and trust, and then it has expanded that trust into new markets without diluting it. That's hard. Most technology companies either stay local and get comfortable or expand and lose their identity. InfoTrack has done neither." The Canadian market, he notes, is one of the most compelling opportunities in legal technology globally. With registry modernization, AI capabilities, legal workflow and conveyancing digitization, a growing list of integration partners, security, data residency, privacy and compliance obligations all evolving rapidly, the conditions are ripe for a platform of InfoTrack's caliber to make a defining move. "Canada is not a market that needs to be educated about the value of integrated legal technology. It needs to be shown what best-in-class looks like. And I believe InfoTrack is exactly that. With the existing investment, with affiliated Canadian businesses, Leap and Closer, and the commitment to invest in the InfoTrack platform, the business is well positioned to deliver an improved customer experience." What genuinely excites Barnhart is the cohesion of the global group. "When I look at the product roadmap, the AI investment, the compliance infrastructure, and the culture, I see a company that is building for where the industry is going, not reacting to where it has been." Globally, the clients InfoTrack serves are facing more regulatory complexity, more pressure on operational efficiency, decisions on the usage of AI, and more scrutiny from their own clients around data integrity and governance. InfoTrack addresses all of that in one integrated experience. As someone who has spent years trying to stitch together those capabilities across different vendors and products in other organizations, I find that genuinely exciting and genuinely rare. For Barnhart, one principle sits at the center of every conversation he has with prospective clients. "The caliber of the platform a business chooses is the caliber it brings to every matter it handles." InfoTrack's clients have access to the most trusted, award-winning, and most widely integrated legal technology platform in their markets, and that standard is what we are bringing to Canada. If you value precision, compliance, workflow efficiency, and a company that invests locally, this is the platform for you. For InfoTrack, the appointment of Barnhart represents more than a leadership hire. It is a statement of intent and commitment to the Canadian market and a reflection of what the brand has become on the global stage. John Ahern, InfoTrack Group CEO, says, "Dennis brings a depth of market knowledge and operational experience that is exceptionally rare in our sector. His appointment signals exactly where InfoTrack Canada is headed and the kind of talent that is now choosing to build their next chapter with us." Barnhart, for his part, is already thinking about what comes next. "The best legal technology decisions are the ones that compound over time, where every search, every transaction, every compliance check becomes part of an integrated record that makes the next one faster and smarter. That's the journey I want to take with clients in Canada. And InfoTrack is exactly the platform to do it on." Dennis Barnhart is Chief Executive Officer, InfoTrack Canada. He is based in Toronto,